The first question is, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
So it's made me grateful. It's made me grateful to have a spiritual basis to live my life from, which is what I call I guess that would be related to my religious beliefs. I had a spiritual life prior to having a quote religious belief. That religious belief came about 20 years ago in the form of another vital spiritual awakening, which led me to the Baptist Church. That faith led me through 9/11, which strengthened my faith and gave me confidence that God could take care of things in the world that seemed to be catastrophic to me. This thing is, I guess, because I know the word, I know the root word of pandemic, being pan, means all. You know, I'm isolated in, I live alone. I'm living in a motorhome next to a house that I'm building. I can get extremely isolated very, very quickly. My faith in God has carried me through this. I know that I am a single person in a world full of people who are all suffering the same dilemma at the same moment, all together right now. And I'm only able to identify that through my belief in God, and that we are all connected through spirit and soul. And that's gotten me to a point lately that I am just absolutely grateful that I have that. There is a world of people out there every day that are looking around and wondering what in the world they're going to do today, and they are absolutely lost at how to take their next breath. And I'm seeing them at the grocery store, I'm seeing them at the service station, I'm seeing them driving by me on a daily basis. And I have a life that was provided to me by not primarily the church right now, but the community of Alcoholics Anonymous that I live in today, that we have gotten stronger from a standpoint of faith and belief. And I truly believe that today, I know that when our federal government came out and started telling us that they were going to shut things down, and their expectation was that we restrict our travel and we hold ourselves to initially groups of 50 and then groups of 10, and then no groups. That's just, if it's not essential, don't do it. And everything about my life changed that day. And it scared me. It scared me. I've been sober for 32 years. In fact, I had just celebrated 32 years when that happened. And it, for a moment, took every bit of energy that I had to just breathe and know that I would be okay. And within a day, the spiritual community that I live in and believe in and trust began to get together and be connected, and We learn through the communication tool we're using right now, this Zoom communication tool, that we didn't have to be isolated. And we're able to share spiritual experiences, spiritual enlightenment, prayer, meditation, all of the things that get us closer to the enlightenment and the connection to God on a daily basis. And I, to some degree, I believe that was only possible because of COVID-19. I'm gonna try to be grateful for that, and I'm gonna try to be positive about that, and I'm gonna try my best to remove the negative behavior and attitude that I hear around me by overwhelming that with positive today. And I hope that answers.
It does. It kind of leads into the next question too, which is, is your religious community still gathering currently? And how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
So, I have two religious communities. I have one religious community and one deeply spiritual community. I'll talk about the religious community first. I participate and go regularly to a church. It's not the Baptist church that I'm a member of. It is a non-denominational evangelic church that's in the community that I've just moved to. It's Our Savior's Church. The effect on that church is that they are following the guidelines of the federal government, the state government, and they're not meeting, but they are producing on a weekly basis a live sermon on Sundays that is broadcast almost flawlessly to the membership and anybody that wants to join in. So that's been available. I've only used it once during this time. That was on Easter morning, which was absolutely vital to me, and it was one of the best sermons delivered by a pastor that I've ever experienced, I believe. I heard about rebirth, and I heard about living through challenges that day with COVID-19. The other community being the Alcoholics Anonymous community, and a community of believers in the power of God as it has affected their lives. I believe that community, just like the church community, is stronger today than it was March the 15th, as an arbitrary date, a month ago. I believe that we are learning more about our spiritual beliefs. I believe that everybody I know, my prayer life has gotten stronger. I know my reading and my quiet time with God in the morning and my meditation time has gotten more powerful. It's gotten me more connected. What I have noticed also is prior to this interview, I sat in an AA meeting and gave a new guy that I'm sponsoring a one-year chip. He is one of three guys that I've met that have asked me to sponsor them during the isolation time from COVID-19, and I have personally probably spent more time with guys and women in spiritual communications and communing with God. I've spent more time doing that in the last month than I have in any other month in my 32 years of sobriety. And I am grateful for that. And I see that as a positive effect. I'm going to go back to 9/11 one more time. We saw a great influx of God awareness and consciousness and the need to believe after 9/11. That was extremely strong for a matter of weeks. After a few months, it was almost entirely diminished. I truly believe that the world, our entire earth, our community of humans inhabiting this earth by way of the grace of God, I believe we're understanding that better today. I got a lot of hope for mankind. I'm getting some really good messages, I guess, that we are becoming aware of just how fragile we are as an entire human race. But you know, only time will tell. I have a lot of hope, and I'm going to be okay one way or another, but I really have a lot of hope that as a nation, we're going to come together. As the seven continents, that we're going to come together, and as the nations around the world, that we're going to come together. Because we're frankly, as far as I'm concerned, broken as a human race right now. And I think we're getting some messages. That's how deeply I believe in the spiritual realm that's surrounding COVID-19 right now. I believe this is a message, and I hope we eat it, and I hope it lasts.
Awesome. I think you kind of answered this one a little bit, but the third and final question is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in attempt to help alleviate the issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
The church effort, they are out in the community, and they are manning some areas of around homelessness and trying to make sure that the guys and ladies that are living on the street are not having to do this alone. That's been pretty big. That's been an effort that they do a lot of as a church community in the Opelousas St. Landry Parish area, and they do that year round. But this right now, they're doing that. They're stepped up even more. I believe from a community of Alcoholics Anonymous, we have some guys that and ladies that have stepped up to do what we refer to as just service work, making sure that we have, for example, we have a lot of groups that a lot of AA groups that on a weekly basis take meetings into treatment centers and the hospitals and the jails and to numerous kinds of facilities where people, patients, clients don't necessarily have the freedom to go to meetings on their own. So they have meetings taken to them. That all stopped with COVID-19, with the isolation, with the orders of shutdown by states and federal governments. There are members that are going out and doing whatever they have to do to help these institutions and governments, help them understand that we will do whatever we need to accommodate their needs to be able to get meetings and get some form of spiritual life and spiritual basis into patients, inmates, clients, whoever they may have that may or may not be able to see a meeting any other way. And that, that's...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
It's taking a lot of effort to make sure that continues to happen. I am just absolutely grateful and will remain extremely positive and try to wash out any negative around this entire situation. I believe it is an exemplary path that we all have to trying to understand how communing with God directly in the way of prayer can lead us all to whatever service is necessary, so that there's. You know, I mean, just a small thing. My attitude around the guys that are needing help with their jobs, for example, I belong to a CrossFit gym. I heard members around me when we couldn't go to the gym anymore. Everybody's wondering how long it'll be before the gym quits charging us for a monthly or a per visit kind of deal. I called the gym and said, "Here's my deal. I've been using your gym twice a week, and I do it on a punch card basis. I would appreciate it if you'd continue punching my card twice a week." Getting busy.
Yeah.
So I feel better not having to have that gym ask me or put me in a position or putting them in a position where they gotta wonder. So I'm trying to go out front and say, you go ahead and continue charging me as if I'm there. When I'm buying a $5 hamburger, I don't ask for change from a $20 bill. There are guys and ladies that are out there working every day at the grocery stores and the hamburger joints and the pizza joints where nobody's tipping them anymore. I think there's a lot of us trying to do that part and stay positive and not be negative about it. And if I can afford to pay $20 for a hamburger, I'm gonna do it. And I think a lot of people are doing that. And I think it's gonna all be to our benefit when this is over with. I feel that. So that's some of what I'm trying to give back to the community in an effort to make this a better place to live.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for answering my questions. I appreciate it. I'm going to stop the recording.